SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A U.S. district judge ordering the Trump administration to provide more information regarding the deportation of an illegal alien who had been living in Maryland. Kilmar Abrego Garcia was mistakenly sent to El Salvador, and that country's president says he's not going to send him back.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Abrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist. He is an MS-13 gang member. He was engaged in human trafficking. He illegally came into our country.
Garcia's attorneys deny the allegations and say he was never charged with a crime.
And that's correspondent Lisa Dwyer. China needs to make a deal with us. We don't have to make a deal with them. The words of President Trump relayed by the White House press secretary as the tariff war and the war of words continues between Washington and Beijing. Also at SRNnews.com, a suspect in a Dallas high school shooting. It wounded four students yesterday afternoon. Is now in police custody. Christians celebrating Holy Week, and it is not going unnoticed at the White House, where this evening a pre-Easter dinner is on the agenda.
Christian pastors, priests, and faith leaders are expected to attend tonight's dinner, which will feature music and prayers, as well as remarks from President Trump. The White House Faith Office is also planning a staff worship service tomorrow that will feature evangelist Franklin Graham and Pastor Greg Laurie. In a Holy Week proclamation, the president said this week is a time of reflection for Christians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American pastor Josh Sullivan, he was abducted at gunpoint during a church service in South Africa last week, has been rescued. Three suspects were killed in a shootout with police. Sullivan was not injured. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 21 points. This is SRN News. Most pastors are pretty sure their church will be around for a while.
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 94% of Protestant clergymen say, quote, I expect my church will still exist in 10 years. Only 4% say they do not believe that the congregation they currently lead will still be there a decade hence. The survey also finds that the least confident pastors are those who lead smaller churches, many of which have fewer financial resources and are closer to the edge economically. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tens of thousands of people gathered at Judaism's holiest site in Jerusalem on Tuesday for the traditional priestly blessing prayer. It's a ritual that dates back over 2,500 years to when King Solomon's temple stood on the very same site. The blessing is performed by male Jews who can trace their lineage back to the priestly caste and takes place three times a year during Judaism's major holidays. This is SRN News. Peeps and profits, they go hand in hand this time of year.
Millions are made daily by Just Born Quality Confections in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Caitlin Servian is the company's brand manager.
We make 5.5 million peeps every single day, which is approximately 2 billion peeps per year.
Peeps is Just Born's most recognizable brand. Servian says there are many ways to include peeps in celebrations. People have been known to use them in recipes and even artwork. I'm Mike Hempen.
The British Supreme Court has ruled that the UK's equalities law defines a woman as someone born biologically female. Justice Patrick Hodge says five judges ruled unanimously that the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act refer to a biological woman. It means a transgender individual that has a certificate recognizing them as female should not be considered a woman. More details, SRNnews.com.